Agama Lizard. The structure of the Agama Lizard. The body is covered by dry, horny, overlapping scales arranged in diagonal rows. The scales are brightly colored and can provide camouflage. The eyes bulges out slightly to give wide sideways field of view. The eye is protected by a movable eyelid, a nictitating membrane, and a range of hard scales. It has an eardrum for hearing. Gala fold. This is a fold of skin below the head. The gala fold is lowered in courtship when frightened. Natural crest. This is a growth of skin arising from the neck. The natural crest is raised by the male when frightened. The hind limbs are longer than the forelimbs. The digits of the limbs are modified into claws. Cloacal opening or vent is found at the base of the tail. The tail is more than half the length of the body. Nutrition in Agama Lizard. Mode of nutrition is holozoic. The feeding habitat is carnivorous. Adaptation to feeding. Broad, sticky tongue to capture prey. Small, sharp teeth. The lizard feeds on insects. It has a long, sticky tongue, which, with it, it traps more insects. For larger insects, the teeth are used to capture them, after which the food is chopped into pieces before swallowing. Differences between adult male and female Agama lizard. The male is bigger in size, but the female is smaller in size. The male is brightly colored, but the female is dull in color. The male has a bright orange head, but the female has a light brown yellow spots around head. The male is more prominent, natural chest. The female has a natural chest less prominent. It has a more prominent gala fold for the male, and in the female, gala fold less prominent. It has prenal part present in the male, but prenal parts are absent in the female. The male has a tail which is blue at the base, and the female has a tail and a slight brown. Gaseous exchange in Agama Lizard. This occurs in the lungs. The ribs are lowered and the volume of the abdominal cavity increases, leading to the decrease in pressure in the lungs. Air then enters the lungs through the nostril. Excretion. The excretory products are uric acid and carbon dioxide. Uric acid is excreted by the kidney through the cloacal vent. The uric acid is excreted in the solid form because water is reabsorbed in the process, and in order to conserve water, carbon dioxide is excreted in the lung. Movement in the lizard. Adaptation for movement. Two pairs of legs for lifting the body. The long hind legs for fast movement. Long tail to balance the body. Claws firmer support. The limbs are horizontally attached to the body. In order to run, the animal raises the body, runs fast, rests, keeps the body raised, and then moves again. Temperature regulation. It is a poikilotherm. Its temperature varies with environmental temperature. However, there is a need to maintain a constant temperature suitable for metabolic activities. In the morning, it basks in the sun in order to gain increase in body temperature. In the afternoon, when the temperature is too high, it rains other vegetation and stones. At night, the body temperature drops and the lizard becomes inactive and goes to sleep. Move reproduction in Agama Lizard. The male mates with the female in the territory. The male mounts on the female and pushes the base of his tail under that of the female so that their vents have contact. The male has a hemipenis at each end of the cloaca. The male's preanal parts provide firm contact. Sperms are discharged into the female's vent for internal fertilization. The female digs a hole in the soil and lays eggs. The eggs contain yolk to nourish the developing embryo. The eggs absorb water from the soil as well. The eggs hatch after 7 weeks. The young ones become sexually matured after 14 months and mate after about 2 years. Adaptive features. It has a dry scale protection against mechanical injury and prevent drying up. It has scales which provide camouflage. It has a detachable tail to escape danger. It has long tail for balancing. It has two pairs of legs for lifting the body. It has long hind limbs for fast movement. It has claws for firmer support. It should be noted that skin of amphibians and reptiles contain pigment containing cells called chromatophores. Chromatophores can be concentrated or expanded to change the color of the body. Mode of life of a gamma lizard. It is found in the homes, grassland, and forests. They live in groups of 6 to 12, called colony. Each colony consists of one male. The male is brightly colored and is referred to as the cock. Each colony occupies an area called territory. The male of the colony ensures that no other male intrudes his colony. The lizard is active during the day. It is poikilothermic, which is cold-blooded. Differences between amphibians and reptiles. In amphibians, they have a webbed digit in hind limbs, but reptiles' digits are not webbed. Amphibians have moist skin, but reptile skins have scales. In amphibians, limbs have no clawed digits, but in reptiles, limbs have clawed digits. In amphibians, they lay eggs without shells, but in reptiles, they lay eggs with shells, which is also called cladoid eggs. The domestic fowl and other birds. Birds have highly developed sense of sight and hearing than sense of smell. Birds migrate over short or long distances for breeding suitable temperature of food. Features of a domestic fowl. Feathers are made up of the protein keratin. The skull is modified into a beak. There is a nictitating membrane on the eyelids. Thick fleshy skin on top of the head, known as the comb. A pair of red fold of skin called wattles is found below the beak. The comb and wattle are larger in the male. The forelimbs are modified to form wings for flying. The hind limbs are covered by scales. The hind limbs are used in searching for food and also for gripping a perch. Oil gland on the dorsal surface of the tail to preen the feathers in order to make them waterproof. Adaptation to flight. 1. Streamlined body enables the bird to fly through the air with little resistance. Streamlined effect is provided by small head, long neck, and arrangement of feathers. Eyes placed at the side of the head provides wide vision to avoid obstacles. Large surface area of wings and feathers enable flying. The tail feathers are used in balancing. Tips of the wings and tips of the tail feathers control steering. Adaptive features are features of interest in domestic fowl. There is a wing for flying. Strong short beak for picking food. Strong and blunt claws for scratching the ground. Feathers to provide warmth and prevent wetting. Opposable digits for giving perch. tail spread out for stability on ground. Backwardly arranged in overlapping feathers provides resistance to air. Feathers protection. Oil gland for pruning feathers. Nutrition in domestic fowl. Mode of nutrition is holozoic. Feeding habit is omnivorous. Feeding process in birds. This involves injection. Mechanical breakdown by gizzard. Chemical breakdown by enzymes and absorption. Claws are used to scratch for food. Beak pegs for food and softens it with saliva for swallowing. Crop is an extension of esophagus, where food is stored and softened. Proventriculus is the true stomach secretion of enzymes, and digestion of food begins. Gizzard forms part of the stomach. Its thick muscular walls with inner ridges and the presence of stones swallowed during feeding grind food. Food moves to the small intestine for final digestion. Digestion is mainly done in small intestine. Nutrients are absorbed in the small intestine. Large intestine absorbs water. Caeca is for fermentation of undigested food. Parts of the birds. The internal parts. 1. Beak. 2. Esophagus. 3. Crop. 4. Liver. 5. Proventriculus. 6. Gizzard. 7. Pancreas. 8. Duodenum. 9. Ileum. 10. Caeca. 11. Large intestine. 12. Glauca. Similarities between digestive system of insects and birds. Narrow esophagus. There's a crop. There's a gizzard. There's a caecum. There's a midgut. There's a rectum. Differences between digestive system of insects and birds. 1. In birds, they have beak, but in insects, biting and chewing of mouth parts. In birds, tongue is present in the mouth, but in insects, tongue is absent in the mouth. In bird, liver and pancreas are present, but in cockroach or other insects, liver and pancreas are absent. In bird, there's an alimentary canal and it's long. In cockroach, there's an alimentary canal but it's short. In bird, there's a cloaca present. But then in insects, there's an anus present. In bird, there's a duodenum present. But in insects, the duodenum is absent. In birds, Malpighian tubules are associated with the alimentary canal. But then in insects, Malpighian tubules associated with the alimentary canal. Similarities between alimentary canal or of bird and human. There's a presence of tongue in mouth. There's a presence of esophagus. There's a presence of stomach. There's a presence of duodenum. There's a presence of ileum. There's a presence of colon. There's a presence of caecum. There's a presence of rectum. Differences between alimentary canal of bird and human. In bird, there's a bill, but in human, there's no beak. In bird, teeth is absent, but in human, teeth is present. In bird, there's a crop, but in human, there's no crop. In bird, there's a gizzard, but in human, there's no gizzard. In bird, there's an appendix absent, but in human, there's appendix present. In birds, there's a cloaca, but in human, there's an anus. In birds, the alimentary canal is shorter, but in human, the alimentary canal is longer. Excretion in birds. It excretes nitrogenous waste in the form of uric acid as a means of conserving water, as explained in the lizard. Reproduction in birds. The male mounts the female and pushes its tail under the female, presses his cloaca against hers, and discharges sperm. Eggs are fertilized in the oviduct. Eggs are enclosed in a layer of albumen and calcium carbonate shell. Eggs are laid in a clutch.